Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show is brought to you by Sisters of the Lord, and I encourage you, if you ever want to call in, our number here is 515-602-9669, and we're here Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock. So again, thank you everybody for joining us. Also, we have our website if you haven't been to it yet. It's thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. Make sure you stop by, visit our website, and check it out. You'll find out a little bit more about us and our ministry. But again, we just want to welcome you here, and we're super excited. I've got Reverend Robin here with us. Robin, can you greet everybody?
Hello, everybody. We love you all. Thank you so much for your dedication and commitment.
Yeah, so this weekend, you guys, Easter weekend, the weekend we get to celebrate our victorious reign of our Lord Jesus as he was raised from the dead, gaining our victory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, Miss Sarah, my husband, Pastor Jabran, shared with me today, and you know, that's what I taught on the other day, the day before the entrance into Jerusalem on the donkey upon Sunday. But Jabran shared with me today is the day they had the Last Supper, supposedly, the day before he was crucified, and the day of cleaning his disciples' feet, the humbleness, teaching them to be a servant's heart, and for his love, to love one another. So it is the good Great Supper, the great news for today's world. Amen, sister.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. That's so awesome. Robin, do you mind opening us up in prayer today?
I will. And keep back the tears. So many great things are happening. Keep trusting the Lord and seeing his goodness. Just keep asking your Papa. Father, as we come before you, we thank you for great news for today's world through Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you are mighty, Jehovah. Your arm is not short, Lord, that you hear us. And so we thank you right now as our radio audience, our internet audience, all the people, if they don't know you, Jesus, before the end of the show, they will welcome you into their lives. Thank you for Sister Sarah as she shares your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So everyone, today I want to talk about delighting in the Word of God. Delighting in the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, or maybe it's on your phone too, open up your Bible app. Go ahead and pull up Psalms chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 3. Robin, can you read that for me?
I will. Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
Amen. So you guys, there is so much to unpack here, and I want you to grab a hold of this today. So first of all, it starts off with him saying, blessed is the man. Now, it's not talking about man as in gender here, male and female. This just means person. Blessed is the person. So it starts here by saying this, and it's saying blessed is the person who does all this, right? So keep that in mind. And blessed means happy, right? Prosperous. Things are going, you know, no matter what, things are going well. You're with the Lord. Robin, can you break down verse 1 for me?
Sure. And also, I was reading the Amplified, just about exactly what you said. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't follow their advice, their plans and purposes, nor does he stand or submit himself to those that are scornful and ungodly before the Lord, because it says, in the path where sinners walk, nor sit down, you don't relax and rest. And those ungodly, those scornful people, those sinners, you know, sure, we've got to let our light shine, but do not take their wisdom and guidance. Pray about what you hear.
Yes, that is so good. You do not take their wisdom and guidance, because we're not of this world, right? We follow the Lord's instruction, not the world.
Amen.
Now look at this here, verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. You know, we've been talking about before delighting, right? We talked about delight in the Lord, and that's the same word here, delight. We take good pleasure in his law, good pleasure and desire in the law of the Lord, and in the law is his instruction. It's his direction. That's what the word of God is. It has everything that we need to walk this life according to the way that God intended it to. So we should delight in that. And it says here that in his law, this person meditates day and night. Do you know what it means to meditate? Robin, what does that mean to you?
To even under your breath, or to think, to just hold on to God's word and think about it. If you start to stray away and think bad things, just meditate, just hold on to those truths, those promises, the things of the Lord. Just keep it in your mind. Say it before him inside your thought world, and you will see it will work if you start doing it day and night.
Mm-hmm. That is so perfect. That's a perfect example of it. You know, they even describe, you know, she talked about doing it in a low voice, to mutter. Usually when you hear somebody mutter, it's always used in a negative way. They're muttering under their breath, right? But that's the same thing here. Muttering is just saying in a low voice that's barely audible even. So I remember, you know, working in the office, I would be in my cubicle, and I would be working on a verse that I was memorizing, and I would say it softly. Nobody could hear me, but it was coming out of my mouth still to the Lord, memorizing those verses. And even taking the time to think about it. You know, I know we get caught up with things, like especially with work, I get caught up in just working and trying to get all the tasks done for the day. But I always try to be intentional to stop and think about, okay, what did I read in the Word today? What did the Lord talk to me about today? And that is a form of meditating. And he says to do that day and night. So day and night just means all throughout the day, just like that. And something I used to do was set an alarm on my phone that would go off, and it would just vibrate when it would go off. So it would remind me, hey, think about this verse today. You know, there's different things you can do to bring reminders about. So now
can I interject there?
Yeah.
And that is Joshua. If we turn to that, or I just read it, Joshua 1:8. See, everyone in the Bible usually quoted what they had already studied in the court, in the temple. And so he was quoting actually Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your spirit. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. And thou shalt make thy way prosperous, spirit, soul, and body, that means. And thou shalt have good success.
Wow. Look at that. You guys, this is basically another version of what we're reading in Psalms 1 right now. That's confirmation in itself, right? So keep the words in this book, right, in the Bible. Don't let it depart from your mouth. And in order to do that, you have to meditate on it, to know it, to learn it, to take it in. And it will always be with you. That is so good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Now, verse 3 says, so this is the man, the person, that delights in the law of the Lord, right? He says this about this person, that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Robin, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, you know, if you have been to many different places, as I have, and seen, if you see a deep river flowing, those trees, no matter how hot or dry it is out beyond that river, those trees are so green and so luscious and just waving back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so if we stay by the river of life, Jesus, planted in him, our fruit will come in the right season, in the right time, and we won't dry up. Just stay planted by the river of life. The water of life is Jesus Christ. And whatsoever you do, you'll prosper.
That is so good and so true. And think about this, guys. Imagine a river. And you have trees all around, right? The Lord didn't say he shall be like a tree planted. He said he'll be planted by the rivers of water. Well, when you're by something, you're near it, right? So that means you're constantly near the source that's feeding you that life, right? And that's how the Lord is with us. We are the tree. And as we're in his word, we're near him because we're drawing near to him. And he is that river that's giving us life. And look here, too. It says we'll bring forth fruit in its season. The Father is the vine dresser, right? He's the one who prunes us, taking away the fruit that's bad and helping to bring forth the good fruit in every season. That's prosperous. Those are blessings from the Lord. And I just want to encourage you with that.
Amen. I wanted to share real quick the very first scripture I learned when I got saved when I was 14. It's Isaiah 48. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God will stand forever.
Yes, that is so true. The word of God will stand forever. You guys, we know in this world, things are born into it, things die, but yet, look at this. The Word of God is the number one selling book in all of history.
Wow.
Did you ever take the time to think about that, how important that is? The Lord's Word will remain even
Amen.
When we're in eternity.
Amen.
So
and we have like less than a minute. Yes, one less than a minute, Sister Sarah. As Isaiah, Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. And would you just close out for us now with your last comments and maybe a prayer, please?
Yes. So a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Father, we thank you for your guidance and your direction. Thank you that by your word, we know the direction to take. And thank you, Lord, that we're aware of your Holy Spirit that leads us as well, leading us into all truth, your truth, Father. God, I pray that as every person begins to get into your word, that there would be an increase in happiness and enjoyment in getting yes. into your word, Lord, and that we would begin to see the fruit in each of our seasons. As a tree planted by the rivers of water, we would flourish, Lord, because you are with us as we meditate in your word. I pray this over everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have a special guest, another pastor from Pakistan on Friday. Don't miss it. Please tell everybody. We love you. Bye, Sister Sarah. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love you guys.
With all my heart, with all my soul.